Hannah. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Mary.
We know there is a lot of uncertainty, but yet we have a hope that we can fight this and there is a bright life in coming future. How this isolation and how this segregation from the society is making themselves go through a lot of mental disorders like anxiety, depression, and loneliness. So Hannah, what is that?
Yes.
To really address during this point of time.
Yes. See, one of the things about this lockdown and the whole pandemic situation and the changes that we're going through almost every other day and the news that we are hearing, we are actually seeing things that are coming out into the open. Many times things are very hidden and not seen. And
yes.
Now it's all coming out into the open. And we wonder what is happening. We wonder, why is this happening? And so there are, I feel, in people's lives and in homes and in different spectrums, there are some unaddressed issues that needs to be dealt with. And when we address those issues, the hurt and the pain and the guilt that has been festering for a long time, and many a times we find a way of escape, not to address these things, but rather to cover it up and move on in life. But now we are forced to look into all these things and to see how we can heal ourselves actually from within. We need to be healed from within. And when we talk about depression and anxiety, loneliness and isolation, these are the things, you know, that are slowly coming out in the open. And we need to address these issues. We need to talk about it. And it is very important.
Yes, yes. And depression is not just simply a medical problem or a mental problem. It's often being a human problem. So while medical and emotional problems can and often do contribute to depression for others, this illness has very significant spiritual components as well. We got to make sure that what sort of depression is that? So if it is something which can be dealt with medical issues, then that has to be processed according to the medical health. Correct. Then if it is counseling process, then it has to be dealt according to that procedure of counseling. One needs to address our fellow people's moods, and one himself or herself has to understand what exactly feeling inside. And please don't hesitate to open up to take the help of the support systems. There's so many support systems, and try to involve with the right people, investigate, research, because a person without any knowledge will not look for any counseling. Only a knowledgeable person, like who really want to fix their life, who really want to fix their mental health, will definitely go to a counselor. A person who denies himself and doesn't want to listen to anybody, it's a bit difficult task for himself or herself to go to counsel. They think that it is a typical thing, and they don't try to go to any counsel. They think that it is they are separate from the world, they're separate from normal human beings. It's not that. At least once in our lifetime, at least, I'm using at least because one time at least, each and every human being on this planet might have gone through depression. And it is not you alone. It is not you alone. If I have overcome that depression, then definitely you also can overcome. We don't want to measure or compare our depression level saying that yours is high, mine is less, and I was high, yours is less. Nothing like that. A depression is a depression, and you have to point it out in the initial stages, and it is always good to go to a support system and have an attitude of acceptance to receive and accept and try to implement what they're saying in your personal lives to create a new habit or so that you will overcome that.
Yeah, in the context of what we are talking about, where we are hearing of many people committing suicide and not able to handle losses, we always tend to say they are not strong enough, or they were not looking forward, they're causing pain. But let's take a moment to just see where they were at that point in time. Especially a person who's depressed goes through that process, thought process of almost having a low self-esteem and not having strength. And that's where it's very important that a support system is with them. In order to come out of it, first we need to accept that there is a problem, there is something, I need help. And when you identify that you are a person who needs help, it's always okay to reach out for help and not to keep internalizing it so much so that it eats up within you.
Absolutely.
Okay. So reaching out to a support group is not at all wrong. To a friend, a close friend, even to your family member, someone whom you can trust in. And it's very important that you express those emotions, express those thoughts.
Absolutely. This is the point to be noted. It is always good to share with a person who is not judgmental towards you. Most of them who are not aware of what exactly is depression or what exactly a fellow human being is going through, even if you share, sharing doesn't mean you go and share with anybody, but there is a right person who can accept you for whoever you are. There must be someone in your group, okay, in your daily living, in your everyday life. There is some one person at least whom you share a lot of things with and who is not judgmental, who listens to you and who empathize you, okay, who supports you, who makes you feel motivated, okay. Please go and share the same with the person saying that this is what I'm feeling. Okay. No matter what you are, no matter who you are, even though if you are in a high position or a low position, nothing as such. We are human beings and we are all brought into this world for a great reason, for a great purpose. Don't separate these sufferings from your life. They are part of the life. If you segregate them from your life, you feel like it's a bigger thing and you get panic attacks and you develop that fear inside of you. Part of life, they come as waves, okay? So please don't segregate them. Just make yourself strong, fight them. And they come, they go. And when they come, you definitely get to learn a good lesson. There is hope, okay? There is a new thing that's going to come after this phase. After that procedure, there's something better that you're going to learn from that. And you're going to be a great example after that. Please be patient. There are symptoms. And if a person is going through depression, as fellow people, we have how we can identify that a person is going through depression. In case if he or she is not able to open up and tell you that they are depressed, observe people. It's always good to observe their moods. Sometimes, you know, the symptoms can vary from mild to severe. And they can include feeling sad or having a depressed mood, loss of interest or pleasure in activities which they once enjoyed and now they are not enjoying them. And change in appetite. And there is fluctuations in the weight loss, again, unrelated to dieting. And trouble sleeping or sleeping too much. Sometimes, you know, when someone is going through this mental disorders or depressions, person goes through a lot of panic inside of them. They doesn't feel like seeing another day. They don't feel like opening up their eyes. They don't feel like facing the society. They don't feel like facing the light. The moment they open their eyes, some sort of panic goes inside of them. Literally, this is also one of the signs that we have to notice and observe. And loss of energy, feeling worthless or guilty. Their statements make very clear that they are talking about suicidal thoughts. I don't want to face life. Okay, I don't want to, you know, stay here. Just isolate myself from the world. These sort of things you got to identify. And thoughts of death or suicide. This is the last thing. Okay, when they're talking about death or suicide, it is very important for us to step in and help them and listen to them. In case if you're not able to handle this, please guide them to the right support system who can help them overcome that situation.
Those are the symptoms, and it is noticeable when we really observe people.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are very good at hiding their actual emotions also. But I feel that eventually what is going on inside and within your heart and mind eventually will, somewhere or the other, in some manner will show as people who are around, as we move around and see and hear and listen to people, we need to be careful and observe what are their statements and what they are trying to say and show. Learning to recognize these signs is very key and very important. Many times I feel in today's age and in the fast pace of life, we are so absorbed in doing things and getting things done and
something. Yeah.
Are so caught up in just running through life and
absolutely
running through the routines of every day that we don't stop and pause to just listen to somebody and to hear them out. And we never know what each one is going through, right?
And
we become so, actually I want to use the word deaf. We have become deaf to the cries of people who are going through a lot of hurt and pain. And
there is no pause.
Yeah.
There is no pause.
And I think we really need to break out of that mold and be human and learn to love people again.
Absolutely.
Be compassionate to people and see each other and listen to people and walk through with them through life and not be so in a rush to accomplish so many things in life that we miss out relationships and people who are actually very important in life. Many people are carrying a lot of hurt and unforgiveness and a lot of guilt and shame and a lot of barriers that they have kept within themselves, which has not been dealt with over a period of time. And I don't want to go into the why of depression because there could be so many different aspects in different people's lives. But to go to an extent of taking your life is not the answer. There is, as you said, there's a greater purpose which God has created each one. In life, that we need to realize that our worth, our value as human beings, precious life which God has given each one of us. Thoughts that we think are also very important, Mary. So many times people who are going through depression go through a lot of negative thoughts, and these thoughts are not good, which has to be changed into positive affirmations. And that is very important. When people are affirmed and valued, depression can turn around.
That's true. Yeah. So let's just end with a small Bible verse that gives a lot of strength to us. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 25 mentions depression directly. And anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. That's a good place to begin. God says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 30. Your thoughts matter, your likes matter, and you matter a lot. You're not alone. And in case if you have anything that you wanted to share and you're not able to share with any of your family members, and here when I say family, family plays a great role. Please make yourself available to your loved ones to listen to them without being judgmental, without pointing them towards their weaknesses, okay? In case if you have anything that you'd like to share and you need support and you need help to get right counselings, please reach out to us. Write us to info@fibaonline.org. I repeat again, info@fibaonline.org. Or also you can WhatsApp or call us to 916364252164. If you need our contact details, please go to our website, fibaonline.org. You can find our contact details, and we have done a lot of programs on mental health issues. We are glad to listen to you and glad to hear from you.